The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Iskra.
And I'm Philip.
And this is Couple-ish, where every Friday we show up to check in as a couple, navigate uncomfortable conversations around race, relationships, parenting, and answer your burning questions.
And we'll also share our pretty funny and very real dating stories with each other.
Add some extra special guests. Let's hope they know what they're in for.
With a few fun couple challenges and some tips and tricks that keep us so loved up on each other, our friends call us corny.
Yeah, we're going to make crushing as a couple cool again and checking in as a couple a weekly thing.
So see you every Friday. You won't want to miss it.
Hey guys, welcome to Who's On Content, a show that explores and dissects the influential, behavioral altering power of content through thought-provoking, culturally relevant, and industry-shifting dialogues. I'm your host, of course, EJ, Head of Special Projects at DBA, and I'm so fucking excited for you to join me on this journey of getting to know the innovative leaders and creators in our insanely addictive industry of content marketing. I mean, if content is the only influencer of behavior, we might as well figure out who's on content. Let's get into it.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Who's on Content. And we're going to do things a little differently. And this week, I'm going to tell you who's on content from a streaming perspective. I mean, as we all know, there's Hulu, there's Amazon Prime, there's Peacock, there's all the content in the world. But right now, at least for me and my friends and what I've been seeing on social media, who's on content this week is Netflix with their 8-episode limited series, From Scratch. Let me break this down for y'all. So From Scratch takes inspiration from the 2019 memoir of the same name by Timby Locke, which tells the heart-wrenching true story of her travels in Italy, her romance with Saro Gulo, and his subsequent diagnosis of a rare form of cancer, and then his death. Y'all, you thought The Notebook wore us out and kind of just gave us content of love and what it means to find your true love and to fight for that true love? Ooh, child, when I tell you From Scratch had me sobbing, I'm talking about like ugly cry, to the point I had to take some Advil because I had a headache from crying so much. What's so beautiful about this piece of content, which was produced in partnership with Hello Sunshine, which is Reese Witherspoon's production company, and Zoe Saldana's production company that she has in partnership with her sister, Scene Star Pictures. Zoe also plays the lead. And the thing about this beautiful story is that it touches on everything from family trauma, but also just finding ways to love someone when you don't even speak the same language. And as some of you may know, Zoe's husband in real life is also Italian. You could tell that Zoe could connect with this character because some of the experiences that she was having as her character in From Scratch, I'm sure she had in real life with her real life Italian husband. But again, I say all of this to say that when content, it opens you up. Everyone that I've recommended this show to, everyone that I've spoken to that's seen the show, either from my recommendation or another recommendation, all have the same reaction. And I think we're all having the same reaction, which is sobbing, is because we're yearning and longing for a time where we aren't living in fear, where we are constantly afraid of what's to come. And so if you have not seen From Scratch, do yourself a favor and watch it. Watch it now. Get your tissues, put your phone on D&D, and just allow yourself to be open emotionally, mentally, and eventually physically to understanding love in its various forms. And if you resonate with From Scratch, drop a comment on our Instagram page and let us know what you think about it. Now, this week, I am so excited because we have Alex Hill from Just Add Hot Sauce. Alex is a Washington, D.C. born, L.A. based creative, recipe developer, and self-proclaimed home cook with a passion for exploration and connectivity through food. Her multimedia brand, Just Add Hot Sauce, engages Hills community through content that's flavorful, functional, and most of all, affordable. Finding comfort in the kitchen at an early age, Hill's mother, Evelyn, was the first to sow the seed of love and heritage through the many dishes she prepared that celebrated the family's Puerto Rican and African American cultures. Understanding the power of connectivity through food, Just Add Hot Sauce cultivates community while exploring, celebrating, and honoring the cultural gateway that cooking and eating provides. I cannot wait for you all to get to know Alex a little bit more and find out why she's on content this week. So let's get straight into it. Alex Hill, Just Add Hot Sauce. Welcome to Who's on Content.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
First of all, let's just dive right in. And okay. We always like to ask our guests, how do you define content?
Ooh, how do I define content? I think for me, it's anything that feels special to you. That's what content means to me. Because I feel like there's so many different creatives and so many creatives doing so many great things that it's like, it can be rinse, wash, and repeat. So for me,
rinse, wash, and repeat.
Yeah. So I always want to feel like with content, especially with my content, yeah, I'm doing food, but like, how does it relate to you? How does it relate to like your everyday life or your culture or whatever? So for me, content is really what means something to you.
Oh, I love that. And so the content of life or the content of your life and the content of your content is food now.
Yeah.
But you weren't always a food creator.
No, I was not.
Get a girl's the upbringing of Alex Hill.
Okay. So I've always loved cooking. And out of high school, I wanted to go to culinary school. But my mom, being a Puerto Rican, very feisty woman from Brooklyn, she was like, uh-uh.
She was like,
I know you love cooking, because she was the one who really inspired me to cook. She taught me how to cook all of it. And so she was like, if you still think about cooking after college, you can go to culinary school. So I started cooking when I was like 12. I loved it. Like, I went to a culinary school when I was 15 with my dad, because he was like, I know you love cooking. But I went to Hampton and I loved it.
Come on, the other HU.
Oh, hell. Mm-hmm. You know, HBCU down. HBCU down. So I fell in love with Hampton and I fell in love with marketing.
Okay.
But do you remember, because we're the same age, basically.
Yeah.
So do you remember PR Girls on MTV?
PR Girls on MTV was...
Yes.
The girls will never understand when MTV was at the pinnacle of owning original programming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were the ones that gave us the real world. Like, MTV, honey, the girls was on content.
Yes. So
PR Girls was...
PR Girls.
My God.
I majored in PR. One, because my brother's girlfriend at the time majored in PR. And I thought she was like...
Hot shit.
So I was like... I'm going to major in PR, and I like to talk to people. And then I saw PR Girls. I was like, oh my God, that's going to be me in New York. So went to New York after Hampton, but I still loved cooking. I was like, I still just want to do cooking, but I don't know what to do.
Okay.
So I was in entertainment marketing for 10 years.
Wow.
Before I took the leap of faith. But like probably every 6 months, I would drag my roommate to a culinary institute in like the open house. And every time I got to check out, they're like, okay, you have to take out a loan for $40,000. And I was like, I don't have that. Like, I'm already $40,000 in debt.
You're so, like $40,000 in New York City.
I was like, no. Girl, I was like, no. They're like, you have to quit your job. I was like, no. So I just taught myself how to cook more. Magazines, YouTube University, that I would take cooking classes. Mm-hmm. And so then 2017, I started Just Add Hot Sauce. Cause I was like, I'm doing stuff for myself.
Yep.
I'm working in PR and marketing, but I wanted something for myself. So I just had hot sauce.
Wow.
And it was a slow burn.
Honey, what did Lil' Kim say? He who burns last burns the longest.
Okay. So people thought oh, like you got into content during the pandemic. No, I started.
Like you was like, I've been about it,
but I was like, but no one was paying attention. And that's fine. It's a slow burn. But
yeah,
like,
you could fail fast.
Yeah.
There is no expectation.
So when I started Just Add Hot Sauce, I was still working like at my advertising
You was
agency.
Like, the girls, I got to cook and I still got to eat.
Yeah. Like, so I was like what happens now that I launched it?
Mm-hmm.
And so then 2018, I stopped because I got imposter syndrome. I was like, no one's paying attention to my food. No one's going to my food blog.
Yeah.
I mean, like my friends.
So you had a long form blog where you kind of like included recipes and just more like anecdotal information on the content that you were previewing or given like
on like Instagram. On so Instagram. I would post like a picture, and I did not know how to take food pictures. I learned that myself during the pandemic because I was like, saturated, blurry,
baby.
Like I thought the kitchen light, every filter, and I was like, oh, that's not how you do food photos. So basically, I stopped. It was like a start and stop every mm-hmm. 6 months. But then during 2018, 2019, I was like, okay, I think I really want to do it. Like, let's figure it out. So I started cooking with friends on IGTV.
Okay.
All leading back to my food blog.
Rest in peace, IGTV.
IGTV, right? And then the pandemic hit, and that's when everyone was home. And so that's when everything took off for me because yes. people were home to cook.
It was divine timing.
Divine timing.
Why just add hot sauce?
So I love everything like spicy food, and I'm half Puerto Rican, so I'm a little spicy.
Period.
But I was at a brunch. And my friends all know I love spicy food. And there was like a Bloody Mary bar. Mm-hmm. And they had like all these hot sauces. And my best friend Ashley was like, oh my God, Al, look at this, all this hot sauce. And I was like, oh, just that hot sauce. And it kind of just stuck with that.
I love that.
And I was like, because you're making
very kismic. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I was like, you're kind of making life spicy and your food spicy. And then now when I'm out, people will be like, just that hot sauce. I'm like, oh my God, it's really sticking. So it's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's on content? Alex Hill.
Hey.
I love that. And so now you're in this space and you've been consistently doing it as mm-hmm. your full-time,
yeah.
like you are a full-time creator now.
Yes.
And that has been for what, 4 years now? You figure
no, I quit my job May 2021. Ah. So only a year and some change.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you fresh in the game.
I'm fresh.
And what are some of the things that you're quickly learning about being creative now mm-hmm. post-pandemic?
Consistency and
yeah.
relevancy, and like how do you stand apart from the other people, even though I always say there's no traffic in your lane, but there's so many people doing
food.
That's
a good one. There's no traffic in your lane.
A spiritual reader told me that like a couple years ago. But there's no traffic in your lane, but how are you gonna stay relevant? How are you gonna stay consistent? Like mm-hmm. who are you actually? Because anyone
like what's that forward motion right. keeping you going down the lane?
Exactly. So it's like for me, I think people relate to my personality and mm-hmm. like easy recipes. And I'm a Black and Puerto Rican, but I'm a Black woman. And it's like I'm out here. I want to have fun. I want to go to happy hour. I want to go party with my friends, but also I'm going to cook at home for yeah. myself and you know, maybe a man one day. So, yeah.
And I love your content because your content is literally like, oh, no, this is some shit I can make.
Right, right.
Like, what is the overall methodology and the ethos of Just Add Hot Sauce? Is it, you know, quick and easy recipes that anybody can do?
Yeah.
Is it the exploration of culture through food?
Like, yeah.
what is the foundation?
So my mission is building a community through food. And I always say, like, I'm encouraging you to get in the kitchen and cook. So during the pandemic, people were really like, damn, like, I didn't think I can cook this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I love getting those DMs because it's just like, it makes my heart smile. And one time I got teary-eyed, this girl was like, I made this for my boyfriend. Like, I didn't think I can cook. And like, he loved it. And when someone gets seconds, you're just like, damn, it makes
you
feel
like,
so. You're like, oh, I really did man. That. So my whole mission is like encouraging people to get in the kitchen and really we can cook anything. We're not limited to just soul food or Puerto
yeah.
Rican food.
Yeah.
I can do Italian. I can do Mediterranean. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Absolutely.
But like, yeah. So like, I want people, especially us, to cook everything.
Yeah.
And like,
try everything.
So it's like, yeah, my friends are buying houses. They're getting these great jobs, but also it's like they also want to cook and have good food and like entertain. So
I love that. And I mean, you're Puerto Rican and Black. I mean, those are two big food centric, family centric,
yeah.
large gathering centric
yeah.
cultures
mm-hmm.
where shit, a Sunday night could be at your abuela or your grandma's
right.
house. And
right.
you're literally, there's all your cousins and all your aunts and you're all.
And that's my favorite thing about cooking when you're gathering right. people around and like you have that crazy conversation about politics or religion.
Yeah,
or like,
it's just a natural flow.
Yeah, yeah.
But the linchpin or the thing that brought you together was the prepared meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of your favorite dishes that you actually like to cook?
So I grew up on this dish. It's called picadillo. It's like Cuban style ground beef with like spices and potatoes and olives. And like that was one of the first dishes my mom taught me how to cook. So picadillo, I love making oxtail, like Caribbean style oxtail. Ooh. That's like one of my favorite dishes to make. I make a really good sweet potato casserole for Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I love me a sweet potato casserole.
Yeah. So those are some of my favorites. But like arroz con pollo, you know, my mom taught me how to cook that too. So
I love that. And so with Just Add Hot Sauce, where are you seeing your industry going? Because I think for a while, especially pre Ponderosa, it was about fashion and beauty,
yeah,
right? And then we went in a house and we no longer cared about that beat. We cared about that skincare.
Right,
and we cared about our homes. Mm-hmm. And the girls was like, I can't afford this food outside no more.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want these foods at my door with the corona.
Yeah.
So people were cooking at home. So it definitely allowed the food industry or forced the food industry to diversify the voices and amplify different voices.
Yeah.
How do you feel that your content continues to change the narrative as it relates to how you consider someone to be a cook?
So for me, I think we're still waiting because I see a lot of white faces in our industry.
And yeah.
It's like you have that a couple token black girls that are in it and are like doing it that are great. But it's like, I'm not a chef. I've never claimed myself a chef. I say that to be easy because that's what people label me as, but I'm a home cook. Like, that's how I learned.
I love that.
You know, I'm a home
cook. It's easier for people to call me a chef because up until this point, we've never had the content of what to call someone
if you're
who cooks.
Right. Like, I'm a home cook.
Oh, that's a chef.
Yeah.
You're like, no, he's a home cook.
Right. Like, I'm a home cook. And like, that's I don't cater because that's not my lane. I don't like to cater either. But like, I did. I was like, not for me. But like, Ina Garten on Food Network, home cook. She's not classically trained. Like, she is a home cook. But like, and she's never said she was a chef. So it's like,
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with Ina Garten. Her and Jeffrey.
Love her.
I would spend hours.
Love her. She drinks, like, love it. Like, ooh. I love her. And Martha Stewart as well.
Home cook.
And she's, like, entertaining queen. Yeah. But I think for me, like, I want to see more people like me. Like, I'm Afro-Latina, and I'm going to give you both my cultures. And that's how I was raised very heavily. So it's like, I'm going to give you all my cultures. I'm going to give you this black food. I'm going to give you this Puerto Rican food. So,
and
like,
I love that you lean into your Afro-Latina culture because I think we still don't have enough content where we celebrate both cultures collectively and equally and allow the space for people of both cultures to celebrate themselves.
You know, Thanksgiving, I will have my turkey, I'll have my mac and cheese, my sweet potato casserole, but also I'll have my Benin and my arroz con andules. Like, that's what I will have. Like, I'll have all of it.
Oh.
And that's how I was raised. So it's like, my mom was always like, we're gonna have both cultures. So
I love that. And so tell me, as a black woman who is recently moved to LA.
8 weeks today.
Come on, 8 weeks today. Dating. Tell me, because you're a foodie.
Yeah.
You love to eat.
Yeah.
So I would assume a lot of your dates are centered around food and going out to eat. Because if you're treating, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, and I love a good cocktail. So
listen.
Okay.
How is LA's food scene? Because I always say LA is more scene and less cuisine. The girls will give you a good restaurant.
Give you a good restaurant.
They'll give you a good patio. They'll give you a good rooftop. But you be like, what's this food?
Everything needs salt here. To me,
everything
needs salt.
You're like, just add hot sauce and just add salt.
Because people think that like, oh my God, it's salty. I'm like, no, salt brings out flavor. If you add the perfect amount, it brings out flavor. To me, there's good restaurants here, but I just need a little bit more salt. A little bit more salt.
Where have you been eating in LA thus far?
So, oh my God. So I've been going on great dates. Great dates, I will say that.
I love that.
For someone who's newly single.
Dating and dining.
Like, I came out of a 5-year relationship and I was like, I'm ready to date.
Listen.
I'm ready to date.
Remember when the girls had palm pilots and address books? You're like, looks like I'm free tonight. Yeah,
listen, so I went to, I love Silver Lake. I feel like Silver Lake.
I have not spent enough time in Silver Lake.
They have all the places.
Okay.
Because it gives me Brooklyn vibes too.
Okay.
So L&E Oyster Bar, fantastic.
Okay.
Their crab linguine, amazing.
Oh, girl, crab linguine.
So good.
And you know, look, we from DMV area, so.
And it is delicious.
Okay.
I haven't been to Courage Bagels because that's where I want to go to, but the line was too long. But Mari's Bagels in Silver Lake.
We've lived in New York.
So we've had good Italian restaurants.
Very biased.
Very biased.
Yes.
New York has all the Italian restaurants. I am still going to stand by John and Vinny's. That is, people are like, oh my God. But no, John and Vinny's.
And that's the thing about food, right? It's so subjective.
It is subjective.
It's so
people
subjective.
Don't realize that it's subjective. My palate, your palate is different. My taste buds, your taste buds are very different. So you can be like, this is gross. I can be like, that's great. And vice versa.
Right. And I think that that's what I love about especially food creators. Mm-hmm. I love the what you're doing, and I was just talking to Sir Candleman, Cudzy, who we also had on the podcast, and he was talking about, you know, because with candles and scents, it's more smelling, less seen. And I was like, well, when I smell something, I instantly, not literally, but figuratively see the memory of whatever that scent reminds me of. And so with food, it's like you feel from that first bite, either a very visceral, like, oh, I hate this food, or something of comfort that's like, oh.
And that's what I want. When people taste my food or when they make it at home, I want you to, I want it to bring you comfort. Like, I want that first bite to like, ooh, shit, this is good. Or if you make it at home, you're like, okay, let me twist it another time.
In 5 years, where's Just Add Hot Sauce?
A cooking show.
Come on.
A cooking show.
You've heard it here first on Who's On Content.
A cooking show on a streaming platform, and I want a published cookbook.
And would it be a combination of all of the, like, food and...
I didn't have my name.
Girl, right. Well, give it to us.
So, it's Mambo Sauce and Maduro's.
Ooh!
Because Mambo Sauce is
explain what Mambo Sauce is for those that don't know.
For lack of better terms, it's like Chicago mild sauce, but it's not Chicago mild sauce, but it's very similar.
Yep.
So, it's like a sweet and tangy sauce. Only in D.C. you can find And I was raised on that.
Raised.
So it's like my DC and my Puerto Rican culture. I so it's like Mambo Sauce and Maduro's. And Maduro's is plantains in
which I'm obsessed
Spanish.
With plantains. Yeah. I'm obsessed. We have come to the portion of the show called Rapid Fire. Your favorite form of content. Who's on content?
YouTube.
Come on. Come on. What are you watching on YouTube?
So I love Allison Roman's YouTube page. She does not call herself a chef either, but she's a recipe developer.
Okay.
But she's spicy, like quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
like
the
her.
Things.
All the things. Like her.
And personality is really key.
Yeah. She's like almost like a dry humor.
Uh-huh.
But I like her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. You need a reset. Who's on content?
Ooh. Ooh. HBO Max. Sex in the City.
Period. Because you have to watch it every year, so you are at the age of the characters. Because the content hits differently every time.
It hits. I can watch Sex and the City season 1 to season 6B.
Baby, 6B.
6B.
6B was like the
that was Paris. That's when Big and her finally, you know, all that. The Russian, Alexander Petrovsky. Oh, she did get slapped.
When you need to be inspired, who's on content?
My mom.
Yeah.
A phone. That's my mom.
I love that.
Yeah.
Last rapid fire, when you need to feel joy, who's on content?
TikTok.
Really?
TikTok.
I hear it is Toxville over there.
It is, but I can laugh for days.
Oh, I'm on toxic. TikTok. I'm like, I like some toxic shit.
I'm like, same. Like,
I'd be like, oh, this is toxic. I just would not engage. I'd be like, child, they going in on the comments.
But like, no. Because it's, yeah, woo. But TikTok.
I love a good comment fight, girl. Yeah, okay, so maybe, you know what? Maybe I should go, because I love a good comment fight with a girl. I'd be like, ooh, I'm here for the comments.
Listen, because but sometimes when you scroll through TikTok, you're just like, because it's a lot more.
It's a little too spastic for me.
It is, but it's a lot more casual. Because you know how Instagram is very, like,
yes.
Crazy? Like, TikTok, you just get on, like, talk, and it's funny.
What's so funny is that when you think about it, I think about the content and who I can compare to. In a weird way, TikTok is Northwest. Instagram is Chicago.
Because I love you from Chicago.
Sha is just very calm, cool, collected.
TikTok, you are so right. Oh, my God.
North is so all over the place. As the older sister, you be like, yo, North, she got these braids. She just be like, ooh, Lord. She probably thought she was the one and only, and then came. Yeah.
North is very TikTok. Because did you see Chicago with her Sade costume?
Serving.
Love.
Serving. Love. North served as Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, serving.
Chicago.
Final question. Mm-hmm. Nothing will ever be the same post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Creating, like, content is not the same because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Everyone's attention spans have now dwindled.
Dwindled.
You lose people 30 seconds later. They're like, huh? You're like, girl, focus. Like, I need you to be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the next version, the next iteration of how we engage is the metaverse, Web3, which we've kind of already been in those spaces. And yeah. I was very much the person like, girl, get your Bibles.
Yeah.
It's like the rapture is coming. But I understand now that the metaverse is just another deeper level of engagement that we can create.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think the future of our industry is as it relates to creators and how we engage?
I feel like it's getting shorter and shorter. Like you said, our attention span is getting very shorter, but I feel like we're going to take it back and go back to long form.
Yes.
Like, I really do feel like there's going to be a shift. And like, okay, like, this is fine.
It's
going to
be more quality over quantity.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do feel like that. I feel like people are like, okay, we have the TikTok, we have the Instagram Reels, we have all that. But like, I want to see people's personalities.
Yes.
I want to see people like talking more than just like a speed voiceover. Like, and I'm doing that, you know, because that's what the algorithm is calling for. But I feel like people are craving something deeper. And I do think there's going to be a shift in like the next six, nine months.
Oh, I love that. Alex, I am so grateful that we have been connected and, of course, fast friends.
Fast friends.
Because good people know good people.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for Just Add Hot Sauce.
Thank you.
And I will be the first one purchasing Mambo's and Mambo's.
Yes!
Thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to follow us at The Real DBA and give us a rating and leave us a review. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.